Welcome to the Fortnite News podcast, where my co-host Corvectal and I, Joxev, aka Jack, go over the latest in everything Fortnite. I go over news, leaks, patch notes, tips, and more. Make sure to follow the podcast, rate it 5 stars, and share it with your friends. We do this in a number of segments and discuss concepts. If you would like to help with a segment, record a clip in the Anchor mobile app, submit tips or location overviews, and we might feature it. Also, please don't skip the ad. It helps the podcast and it helps me keep on making episodes. Without further ado, let's get on to the episode. Epic Games released version 7.10 content update number 3. There were a bunch of problems that went with it. We're going to be reviewing a couple of them, and also going over a couple things in the first segment. Like always, we start by going over the Epic Games newsfeed. First, we have Suppressed Sniper Rifle. Strike at your opponents quietly with a suppressed bolt-action sniper. The Block. Drop the block and explore the newest community creation. Bounce around in the free-for-all arena made by Kojak Number 2. Scratch and Slash. Bushido and Foul Play gear in the item shop now. First, I've heard a little bit about the crisscross about glitching out. Just like to let you know and inform you. Next, we have a Reddit post from Epic Games titled, In-Game Tournaments Update 1/8/2019. Hey y'all, Winter Royale was operated through the tournament system and featured more than 9 million players across North America and Europe competing during the 2-day qualifiers. We're really excited to run more events like this in the future, providing players with opportunities to earn recognition by competing directly alongside the best of the best in Fortnite. We've seen some questions as to why there aren't any tournaments scheduled currently and wanted to drop in and provide a quick update on the schedule for in-game tournaments in the next couple months. During January, we'll be transitioning to a new tournament back-end system which will help enable features such as live in-game leaderboards during events, support for tournaments to take place across multiple knockout rounds, and allow us to create a richer variety of events to keep the experience fresh and exciting. Fewer in-game tournaments will be scheduled in early January as we transition to the new back-end system and test the new functionality, but we anticipate quickly ramping up to a full tournament offering utilizing the new features. Looking forward to continuing to update the system and support a more varied offering of competitions, improving competitive integrity, and celebrating the accomplishments of competitors. Expect additional communication around the competitive Fortnite and competition in general in the coming weeks. So what I'm pretty sure that means is that there won't be any tournaments in January because they're switching to a better tournament system, but I feel like it'll make tournaments way better and more fun to participate in, which I'm sure a lot of people loved. So I'm pretty excited for that. Let me know what you think by submitting an audio clip to the Anchor app. Okay, now we're on to the problems with the new update. So first of all, the dual pistols have been appearing in the sniper shootout mode. Likely because Epic Games added them in hastily and didn't add in the code for Sniper Shootout. I'm fairly sure this will be patched soon, but for now, you can find dual pistols in Sniper Shootout in solid gold modes. So when Epic Games released 7.10 Content Update 3, Epic and Legendary Burst Assault Rifles were spawning way too much. I'm pretty sure it's because when they vaulted the other versions, like Common, Rare, they forgot to change the code to less rarity, so the Epic and Legendary ones would be spawning instead of the Common ones. But they just released a hotfix saying that it's fixed and they won't spawn commonly anymore. That's all the news for this episode. Current LTMs are solos, duos, squads, playground, creative, sniper shootout squads, disco domination squads. Okay, onto the challenge segment. So the new challenges, week 6, is coming in one day, but we're going to finish up the challenge tips for this week. Okay, first challenge. Search between a giant rock man, a crowned tomato, and an encircled tree. Okay, the secret star is east of Tomato Town, on a hill. It's the hill to the east of Tomato Town, a little bit south. And then it's between two rocks. You should find it there. It'll give you a free tier. Okay, next challenge. The suppressed weapon eliminations. You have to get 3 of those. So here's what I think you should do. You should get the new suppressed sniper. Then you should camp. Go inside the circle. And wait for people to just come around. Line up a good shot. For example, when someone's looting or medding. And hit them in the head. Or you could land close to people. Get a gun. Like a suppressed pistol. And then just spam him. Hope kill him. You can get your suppressed weapon eliminations pretty quickly. Once you've done all the challenges, you should get the secret battle star. So it's on the first go to the square B9. If you don't know, you open up your map. There's actually a grid. Go to B9. You should see a hole in the ground that adds to a secret cave. There's a wooden structure inside the secret cave. Go on top of it. The star should be there. Let's see what our sponsors have to say. Okay, now we have Corvectal joining us for the Reddit portion of the podcast. So today I found a concept weapon kit. It has an epic rarity, it's a consumable, it allows you to upgrade one weapon of your choosing to its max rarity. It uses 10 of each material to perform an upgrade. So basically, you could upgrade a weapon to its max rarity. I think that might be a little OP. Let's look at some comments. So, someone said that it should probably use 100 materials instead of just 10. I agree with that. It should use more materials.
If it uses 100 materials, then it's doubtful that somebody's going to want to waste 100 materials on just making it better, you know? Because the rarities don't really, I hate to say it, but do that much.
Yeah, so they do.
If you spend 10 on it, I think it would be better. And plus, how would it, like, pistols work? And, like, deagles and stuff like that? Because, like, so if you took, like, a burst, or maybe things that don't have, like, legendary or epic rarity.
Well, then it would just upgrade it to its max, it says. So, I found a comment by Sewer Default. Maybe the rarity only goes up once and it costs 100 of each material. So, how I think it should work is maybe it costs 50 of each material, and the rarity only goes up once. So, like, if you had an epic, it would go up to a legendary. Yeah. Oh, the guy replied to himself saying, fair enough. Someone says it's not OP at all. What if you find a llama and the first gun you find AR, basically an autoscar? That was sarcastic. He's right. That's what I'm thinking, that it should only go up one rarity. So it also seems just like unlike Fortnite to have something like this. They don't really have too many in-game GUIs for items. I don't think it would be a thing that Fortnite would really like to do. But let's go to another Reddit. Okay, here. It's a concept for themed llamas. With the introduction of new biomes and events to Battle Royale, our local llamas need to adjust to the changes. The best way to do this is to have themed variants of the llama we all know and love that change based on the location that the llama spawns in. Here are just a few ideas I came up with, but I'm sure there are many more possibilities, so let me know what other themes you want to see. He has a couple examples. There's a snow biome. It's basically just a llama, but it has a winter side and has a hat. It's blowing dust. There's one for Lazy Lynx. It's like a golfer. Sand biome. He has like a little pool thing. Someone said that there should be a tilted llama. Oh, someone had a mega suggestion. A scientist for whaling. A bunch of metal and garbage on it for junk. A llama with a blanket on it, or else if it was a ghost in a castle and haunted. A farmer for fatal, a ranger for lonely, a soccer fan for the stadium, a football fan for pleasant, a detective for retail, because of the office, a llama in Chinese-Japanese in lucky, a giant metal block for the block, a llama dressed in scuba gear for loot, a tomato head for tomato temple, rich clothes for snobby, a llama with a salt shaker on its back for salty, a llama dressed up as a visitor for dusty, and finally, for the memes, a soccer fan in tilted. Okay, so I like this idea. I feel like this would be a cool thing that they added to Fortnite. I like the idea of themed llamas. Seems pretty cool.
Well, I think they should just make it for the biomes, like, not for each one. Like, they should make, like, one for the regular biome, the sand biome, and then the winter biome, you know?
Oh, I found a comment. The creator who is currently getting featured in the block gets to design their own, which is displayed on the block sign as well as used for llamas spawning there. That'd be pretty cool. It might be hard to design a llama. Maybe the Epic Games team could do that. But that's good enough for the Reddit. Cool. Okay, it's time for the tips portion of the podcast. Okay, today's tip is use the storm to your advantage. Okay, in the first two circles, you can camp in the storm with band-aids. So you can just get the drop on people because they'll be running from the storm. They won't see you inside the storm, so you can just shoot them while they're running. And, yeah. Or you could do the opposite. You could go to the center of the circle really quickly. You could build a little fort. And then when people are running, you can just pick them off. And they can't stop to build. Because, well, if they do, the storm will overtake them, and they'll start taking star damage. So they'll just run, and you can take out an assault rifle and just hit them, maybe use a sniper. Yeah, in general, you can also use apples, like I said in the episode 1. That way you can camp in the storm for a while. It's good to camp in the storm. No one's expecting it. You can get a lot of nice kills that way. Yeah. Hey, it is time for our location tip. Okay, today we're covering Pleasant Park. I have a little route planned out. So, there's a house on the farthest southwest. So you're going to land on the roof and dig down. There are 3 chest spawns in that house, so you can get a lot of loot there. Then you can just run around Pleasant Park, get some kills, you know. I've made another plan. You can go to the hill with the Durbrew on it. It has a rift, it has a chest, pretty nice place to go. So if you loot the chest, you can rush into Pleasant, and then you can kill the person in the southwest house. It's pretty nice. Yeah. So I'm going to leave a lot of the mapping to you, because it's hard to do that in a podcast, but check out Luke the Notable's videos, because he's a good way to learn a bunch about Fortnite, and basically he does a bunch of location overviews.
Hey guys, it's Corvector with the Atom Shop. Okay, so first off and featured, we have the skins Hime and Musha. I don't really know how to pronounce those. So they're both supposed to be samurais. Musha is the male and Hime, I guess, is the female. They both cost 2,000 V-Bucks. They come with pretty cool back blinks. They're awesome. And then next up, also in featured, we have the Tender Defender. It's basically like a chicken. It costs 1,500 V-Bucks. It's pretty cool. We also have the Flappy Flyer. It's Tender Defender's glider. It's basically just like a chicken with utensils in its claws, I guess. It costs 800 V-Bucks. It's pretty cool. You can see, like, feathers coming out behind it. Next, we have Cat's Claw. I'm pretty sure it's the pickaxe for Hime and Musha. It's basically just, like, the spear, and it's pretty cool. So it costs 800 V-Bucks. Next, we have Perfect. 2 R's there, because it's like a cat, I guess. So it costs 500 V-Bucks. And it's a glider for Hime and Musha. It's pretty cool. Next, we have Scrambler. It's 500. It's the pickaxe for Tender Defender. It's like a, I guess, an egg whisk. It's kind of like a whisk. Okay, cool. And on to daily, we have Rusty Rider. Costs 1,200 V-Bucks. It's the glider for, I believe Rust Lord, and Renegade Raider. It's part of that set, so yeah, it's pretty cool. There's like flames coming out from behind it. There's Headbanger, which is like you just flap your head while you have like the rock and roll symbol on your hands. You have the McKee Master. It's like the mascot of Lucky now. She's like a sushi maker. I don't know, she's pretty cool. And then next we have the Harpoon Axe. Basically just like a harpoon on an axe. It's meant for the 2 diving people. I forget their names. Costs 800 V-Bucks. Pretty cool. And then we also have the True Love emote. Basically, it's pretty cool. It's like you send a heart at somebody, and then you touch it. Explodes. Costs 200 V-Bucks. Pretty cool. And then finally, we have the Green Bullseye skin. Costs 800 V-Bucks. Pretty cool. It's like she has red hair. She has like a military helmet and a bullseye on her shirt. So yeah, that's all of the item shop.
Okay, that would be the Fortnite News Podcast. That's all we have time for today. If this episode feels rushed in any way, it's because it was. I'm really busy on Wednesdays. But yeah, excuse all the bad editing. So remember to share and like this podcast, follow it, send it to all your friends, do all that stuff. If you want to get featured, send us a clip in the mobile Anchor app. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Hope you liked the episode. Come back for a new one tomorrow. That's going to be all it. Remember, this is the Fortnite Podcast and your information for all in Fortnite news.